Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Okay, so here's a problem I see. You complain 1 second that it's bad for the Phillies to put up in their school award congratulating the Braves on winning the National League East because it's not loyal to the fans. And then a half hour later, pick the Vikings to beat the Eagles.
I just give you my honest opinion.
Oh, your opinion is based on being scared.
I have tried to be. I've always tried to be very realistic with myself.
That entire pick was based on fear, right?
I mean, I guess so. Yeah,
you're afraid.
Fear of the defense more than the offense.
You're afraid. Okay, let's be honest here. You are afraid that if you pick them, it'll be bad luck.
Oh, I always think that, I kind of get past that.
No, this is all about luck. You think that if you pick them, okay, it's going to be bad luck.
I do feel better about myself if I do pick them to lose and they do, in fact, lose. I will admit that.
If they lose, you're going to get on this show tomorrow and you're going to go insane.
Oh, I still will, but at least I expected it.
No, you're going to sit there and you're going to say, this is unbelievable, this is awful. Right? They're terrible, they're bad, they ruined my life. You picked them to lose.
Yeah. Not the first time, probably won't be the last.
So if they lose, you should be satisfied.
I'll expect it, but it depends on what goes on in the game, you know? It's hard to say what I'm going to say tomorrow.
No, it's going to be pretty predictable. Don't you think? No? All right. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a fabulous service department that backs it up every step of the way at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Play-by-play call today.
Struck him out! The Braves are the kings of the East yet again! 6 straight division crowns for Atlanta.
What a year it's been for the Atlanta Braves, and they deserve to enjoy this moment.
Our good friend Brandon Gowden with the call on the Braves TV network with John Smoltz. The warm greeting in the background from the Phillies fans. I mean, really. I thought it was very warm. All right, let's go to our high school roundtable. We will start with studio Greg Wetzel and the Chief, Dave Ritchie. Guys, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I came off the golf course, Steve, so you know I'm doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, too. I just came off the lawnmower, so I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. So you were the one cutting the fairway as Greg was
That's
playing.
Right.
Exactly. I watched him play. He's got a heck of a chutter.
That's right. He does. I watched that go to work and save us at the Purdy tourney.
The chutter?
I even kept stats just for the heck of it, and you started off 3 for 3.
Oh, I had no clue. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
Unbelievable. it really is. Unbelievable. All right. He really used it?
I don't know what it is.
Hey, listen, it was just that's the first club that came to mind, all right?
Okay, this is water dripping on my forehead. Yeah. All right, so. All right, so let's get to it. Shikalemi is not going to play this week, as we all know. And all of us, our hearts go out to the Engel family, to Max, to everybody in the Jersey Shore community, anybody in high school football as mm-hmm. well. So we will start with you, Dave. I think I'm sure for the Shikalemi family, it became obvious early in the week that the game probably was not going to be played. Have you had a chance to talk to the coaches yet about how they want to handle the week? Because they still have to handle their business moving forward.
Yeah, no, I have not, Steve. And that's one of the reasons that sometimes when I say something, it would just be from my own personal views and not anything I heard from the sure. from the coaches. But, you know, it as a player, I'm sure the players are disappointed that they're not playing on Friday, but they also understand the gravity of the situation. And I think that's something that helps to get them through the week. All right, and hey, listen, it's like a bye week for them. So they have Selins Grove next week, so they've got 2 weeks to get ready for the Cross River rivalry. And go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so, I mean, where do you think they stand right now as a football team? You want to get better week to week. Where are they right now?
Well, you know, we all felt like we were punched in the gut when we left the game out at Shamokin against Central Mountain because it was a very emotional game. They scored 16 points to go ahead. And, the good things and bad things happen sometimes when you score a touchdown. And we punched one in from the 1 yard line with a minute 26 to go and put us up by 8, I believe it was. And you'd think that things were going to work out well. For the team, but Central Mountain came back and scored and got the 2-point conversion, and then, of course, they won in overtime. It was a very emotional last quarter. In fact, a very emotional last 3 minutes because there were several personal fouls against Central Mountain that were very... If it were a soccer game, the kids would have got red carded. And sure. Coach Kaiser, you could tell he was, you know, if you say... They say sometimes you get up in your helmet if you're a football player. I think he was up in his hat because he was emotionally fired up, and a lot of people think they should have just ran the clock out. But you know what? When you're in that situation and you're on the 1 yard line, and I said this on the radio, I said, wouldn't it be poetic justice if the Braves could punch one in here? And they did. And unfortunately, that was, you know, Central Mountain came back and tied it up and won in overtime.
Yeah. Greg, what about Lewis?
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Our kids are. This bunch of kids, this team, they don't give up. I mean, I'm a Phillies fan, too, and I get upset with them. But I used to turn the game off after the sixth inning if they were behind. I don't anymore because the Phillies are fighters. They come back. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the Braves are this year. They have a lot of freshmen, and they got some sophomores and a couple senior leadership people. And they're never out of it. They really aren't. So that's one thing that's positive about that football team. And I don't think that's going to leave them. I think it's going to be with them, you know, all year long.
Greg, do you see that kind of fight in Lewisburg?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they especially defensively. These kids are on the field, more than the offense is on the field for sure. And he's playing 20, 25 kids a night on defense. And they're holding up well. He's playing freshman defensive linemen. He's playing a lot of sophomore defensive linemen. He has some freshman linebackers in there, freshman defensive backs. He starts 3 sophomore defensive backs. So, and they don't give up. They keep fighting. And the only thing they haven't been able to do in the two games, the game against Shamokin and the game against Montoursville, they can't come up with that big third down stop. it's third and four, third and two, and they can't get that stop to get off the field and get their offense back on the field. But, you know, against Montoursville last week, they gave up less than 3.5 yards per play on defense, and they just couldn't score enough to win. The Montoursville scored with a little less than 4 minutes to go in the game on a fourth down pass play, which they had well defended. The kid just made a heck of a catch. So I think they're mentally in a good spot. They just have to work on their offense.
Well, a lot of times when teams can convert on third down, it's because of what they did on first and second down.
Yes.
So this is a question of they've got to win the first two downs,
right?
Like where they put a team behind schedule. Is that the big problem?
That's the issue right now. Yes, exactly. And last week against Montoursville, Lewisburg, you know, as I'm preparing for the game, I look down and see Montoursville's quarterback not running any plays at quarterback. He's out at wide receiver.
Yeah.
So they put a new quarterback into the game, Jimmy Musina, a little left-hander, and he had an outstanding game. And the Eberhardt kid, they moved out to wide receiver. He caught 7 passes for 80 yards. So the switch worked for Montoursville, and that kind of surprised Lewisburg because they – a left-handed quarterback rolls out left. This guy rolls out right. He was an excellent ball faker. But, again, defensively, they played well enough to win. They gave up 7 points in regulation. They just couldn't pull it out.
So what do you see this week?
I hope they stay healthy this week and work on their offense to get some things going in the passing game. That's what they need to do. You know, they're playing Southern Columbia. I'm sure every kid in that team thinks they can beat Southern Columbia, but if you look at it realistically, point of view, they have to just take care of business themselves, learn some things defensively, what they can do with them, and offensively work on moving the ball and getting some basic plays where they can get 3-4 yards every time they run the ball.
Well, you know what? I say get adventurous. Have fun with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't play it possession by possession. Play it play by play.
Yeah, that's what the coach is talking.
What?
Yep.
I mean, throw the kitchen sink at him. Go ahead, run a whole bunch of stuff. Like, have fun with it.
I'm sure you're going to see some reverses this week. You're going to see some onside kicks. You might see a fake punt or two. So, yeah, I think you're going to see that.
Now, we're going to bring in Josh now, right? Do we have Josh?
Yeah, Zach's on the line with us now.
Or Zach, I'm sorry. Zach Showers on the line. Zach, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself, Steve?
Good. Can you take us back to Friday night and how surreal that seemed?
Yeah, it was. I can't say I've ever experienced anything like that at a game. It was one of those. And we can talk about the game a little bit more in a little bit here, but, you know, it was a 21-21 game, intense game, back and forth game. I mean, pretty much instant classic and saying, you know, everything that it lived up to. And then, you know, about 11 seconds left, we just – I personally didn't see Max fall, but or collapse and – they were just a lot of calling over and saying, hey, we need trainers and things. And, you know, it was definitely tough for anybody that was there. And you know, we're just, I know a lot of the local communities, ours included, are just continuing to support Jersey Shore, you know, keep them in our prayers and things. But, yeah, it was definitely very, very surreal. That's probably the best word you can say.
I mean, there are players that were around it that play for Selinsgrove. Grove. Any word on if they're doing okay after witnessing?
Yeah, so when it happened, they were actually, Jersey Shore had called a timeout. Selinsgrove Grove was going to punt the ball with about 11 seconds left.
Yeah.
So where it happened, it was just he was in the huddle with other players for Jersey Shore. Yeah, it is definitely something. When I interviewed Coach Hicks yesterday, they definitely took some time, especially Monday, to talk through. Kids had questions and, you know, just the continuing to process things. And so, yeah, I the school district and teachers and coaches have been have done a good job just continuing to walk students through, including students that were there in the crowd and witnessed everything.
All right, so the performance itself, what are you seeing, including that game? You know, and sometimes you find out a lot when you're in a tight game like that. What did you find out watching them play a tight game like that?
Well, I think Coach Hicks described it best, saying this team's gritty. In the past, this has been a series against Jersey Shore. It has been a series where Salinsgrove would play them close for a little bit, and then one thing would happen and things would just snowball. And a couple times in that game, Jersey Shore scored two long plays. I think the third and fourth plays of the game, they went 75 yards and scored a touchdown. And it seemed like, okay, here we go again. And right after that, Tucker Teets ended up having a kickoff go over his head, picked it up, and returned it 95 yards for a touchdown to tie the game up at 7. And then Jersey Shore would score again. Later, Salinsgrove responded again with a score, and ultimately they were up 21-14 at the half. And I personally thought that Salinsgrove was going to need to score coming out of halftime where the game could get away from them. They did not score, and yet were able to shut down a Jersey Shore offense that has been crazy explosive, held them to under 100 yards in the second half. And they were 0-for-9 on third down in the second half. So it was a masterful defensive performance in the second half against a tough team. I know that this coaching staff has preached conditioning with the pace that Jersey Shore plays. And by the end of the game, Salinsgrove looked like the better conditioned team. It was the Jersey Shore players that were tired and were hands on their hips. And this team just continues to fight through, 2-0-1. And they've had moments where they've struggled in these first three games, but they have responded every single time, and they've made plays down the stretch. They've stayed calm. And it's a testament to not only the talent, but ultimately the leadership, especially in the senior class.
All right, so how do you look at this week? Next week, of course, will be the Shikellamy game. What about this week?
Yeah, I mean, this is another one of your classic trap games, I guess you could say. From what I've heard, I think especially after getting through Monday and Tuesday, practice yesterday was spirited, and the guys were as much as you can be back to their normal selves, getting ready for the game, which is good. Shamokin's an interesting team. They had that overtime loss week one, and then lost to Southern in week two, which most teams in this area have been doing the past couple of years. Last week, they took on a Mifflinburg team that there were a lot of high expectations for, and they were able to really run the ball effectively. They had over 350 rushing yards. So that's kind of the, if you want to say, the big concern. They do some of the things that Jersey Shore did really well against Salinsgrove in the first half. They're going to need to shut down the Shamokin running game. I think if they can do that, Salinsgrove can walk away with a comfortable win. Mifflinburg actually passed for 546 yards against them last week. So I know the offense feels like there's definitely some places they can make plays. This is never going to be a Salinsgrove team that is throwing the ball 40 times in the game, but the passing game has kind of struggled to get going here. So I think this is hopefully an opportunity to continue to get the running game going with Tucker Teets, who has been just so dynamic the first couple weeks, but also an opportunity for Mark Pastore to kind of settle in and get back on the same page with some old targets and some new targets.
Zach, thanks so much. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
All right. We'll come back more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Staff out. So you feel that if you pick against the Eagles, it's good luck. But if you pick for them, it's bad luck and a problem.
Oh, not necessarily. It's just it's legitimately how I feel about the game tonight. I don't have a good feeling about the game, so I'm going to pick the Vikings, and I just hope that I'm wrong.
Yeah. Have you watched Minnesota play?
I mean, I saw the highlights of what happened last week. They didn't look that great, but if the Eagles didn't have as many injuries as they had on the defensive side of the ball, I would have stuck with them. Because that's how they're going to lose this game tonight, is the injuries on defense are going to hold them back, and if they can't get to the quarterback consistently like they weren't able to do last week. I think the offense will come out better, and Jalen Hurts will play better. The defense is why they're going to lose this game tonight, in my opinion, if they lose.
They're two guys out.
I know. I get it. But it's in two spots that they were thin to begin with and don't have a whole lot of experience.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online. SunburyMotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties and great deals, especially this time of the year. Great pre-owned inventory with Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department with just a great set of professionals that will take care of business no matter what. Well, it's Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. As you know, I'm not big on, I'm not a believer in trap games. I think these are just made-up things. Now, does it take more sometimes during the week preparing to make sure your team's mentally focused? Sure. Right? But then you do little tricks of the trade. I think this will be a good week to bring the pro scouts in mass. Okay, you'd be amazed how hard they practice. I'm not a believer in bulletin board material. See, all these things, and this is from experience. Matt, of course, subscribes to all of these things. In fact, he's got 8 subscriptions to 8 different bulletin board material magazines.
Well, I don't think this game tonight's a trap game for the Eagles. I just think it's...
Oh, there's no such thing. For
more or less,
there's
is
no
bad
such
timing.
Thing. Look, okay, it's a trap game if you trap yourself. Just go play. Okay? So then we got this one. Brian Roth, Colorado State football radio voice, and I met Brian down in Charleston because Penn State played Colorado State in basketball. Brian's a good guy. And he's talking with Jay Norvell on their weekly show. He says, I really don't want to talk about Deion Sanders right now. But as the interview progressed, they, of course, were visited by ESPN's College Game Day. As part of the game day visit, Norvell and multiple Rams players did on-camera interviews. It was great. I loved it, he said, of the attention. But our kids came out of those interviews with a chip on their shoulder. They're just tired of all this stuff. They're just really tired of it. He said, they're going to, said, look, they're not going to like us no matter what we say or do. It doesn't matter. So let's just go out there and play. That's how I feel about it. And, of course, Deion Sanders had already said earlier in the season after TCU, I keep receipts. Yeah, it's all about that chip on the shoulder. Norvell said, quote, they got a good football team. The quarterback has been the difference. He's playing at a high level. We're going to have to slow him down. And he was even more complimentary of Deion Sanders. Said, Deion has had a lot of public critics. I'm not one of them. I really respect all the head coaches and the sacrifices they've had to make to become head coaches, and I appreciate the path that they go through, especially African-American coaches. I was happy to see Deion get his opportunity. I had to wait a long time to get mine as well. But he also said, look, when I sit down to talk with people, I take off my hat, I take off my sunglasses, and I talk to, you know, I talk to people. That's how I was brought up.
I just saw that.
Okay. And again, what don't I could care less if Deion Sanders wears a hat and sunglasses when he interviews. I really don't care. That's his choice. I don't care. It has nothing to do with how you play. Zero. Hey, everybody has an image for their team that they want. If you want to be buttoned down and you feel that's the best way to instill discipline in a football team, which, you know, a lot of games are, you know, let's face it, mistakes determine so many games. But see, I don't care if Deion wears sunglasses and a hat. I don't care. I also, at the same time, you know, he keeps going on about, like, all these odds he's overcome to get here and so forth. And he talks about the chip on his shoulder. Look, there are a lot of coaches out there that lose their jobs. Where's the sympathy for them? Right? Well, I mean, coaches are getting criticized across the board left and right. What has Ryan Day lost? 6 games in his career at Ohio State? You know how many people are calling for his job in Columbus? Has he lost 6, 7, 8 games in his career? How many people are calling for his job in Columbus? Because they lost back-to-back years to Michigan. There's stuff happening like that all the time. Norvell said, quote, I don't care if they hear this in Boulder. I told them at ESPN. I took off my hat. I took off my glasses. I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take off my hat and my glasses. That's the way my mother taught me. Look, they're 23.5 point underdogs. Okay? They're playing on the road. It doesn't matter what he said. And if you need to be motivated, especially in a sport where you're going to get somebody across your chops, like right out of the gate, if you need to be motivated to handle it, man, you are doing the wrong thing. That's me. I know you believe in bulletin board material. And I know you believe in trap games.
In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. With this case being bulletin board material, no, because it doesn't necessarily have to do about the game. It's just a coach's trading insults. That's nothing to do with the game. If it had something to do with the game, that'd be a different story. But in this case, no. And if this is for a trap game, I don't see this as a trap game for Colorado. I mean, say if they were a top program, whatever, then you got those big games coming up with Oregon and USC, I would see that. But in this case, no, because this is a team that's trying to rebuild itself and has that chip on its shoulder. So there's never going to be a trap game for a team with that kind of mentality. Doesn't matter if they're playing the Little Sisters of the Poor, if they're playing USC. It doesn't matter.
I mean, they'll win the game.
I agree.
And I might watch the first half of it once I get back. But again, I don't believe in trap games, and I don't believe in bulletin board material. It's like, whatever. Talk is cheap. Well, except when you do it, it's, you know, the company tells me it's pretty expensive.
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
No. Bad move. And every time you do your opening segment, you feel trapped. Like it's a trap game.
Bingo!
All right, Peter King, NBC Sports Football Morning in America, coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us on the show. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Great to bring in the outstanding Peter King, NBC Sports Football Morning in America. Peter, thanks a lot for being with us this week.
Hey, my pleasure. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and again, my best to Ann and you. I know last week was a tough week, so.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers, you've had a chance to know him over the years. That was almost surreal watching it happen on Monday night. A, what were your thoughts watching it, and then the reaction afterward?
Well, Steve, remember when we were kids in Enfield, Connecticut, and on Saturday afternoon there was a show, ABC's Wide World of Sports, and we couldn't get enough sports, so whatever sports were on TV, we watched it. And I don't know, they had surfing, they had cliff diving from Acapulco, they had all these weird sports from all over the world. I remember Jim Kay, who was the host, would always at the beginning talk about the human drama of athletic competition.
Yep.
And honestly, you know, sports is an incredible reality show, and football has sort of taken over as number one, number two, number three biggest sport in the U.S., it seems. And so if sports really is the ultimate reality show, then there's got to be reality. And sometimes reality bites. You know, sometimes it's just really, really hard to fathom, really, really hard to take. And I don't mean to make light or make just, you know, how it really isn't that important and all that. It's obviously very important to a lot of people. They were crushed on Monday night. But if you were going to love sports and love the absolute total unpredictability and capriciousness of sports, then very occasionally you got to get punched in the gut. And that's what happened Monday night.
And at the end, you would talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat as the ski jumper went off off the side.
That's right.
So now I want to get to Zach Wilson, because Zach Wilson went through an off season with no pressure and went through a preseason with no pressure because he wasn't expected to be the guy. He was going to learn. What interests you about Zach Wilson now being reinserted with the pressure upon him that wasn't upon him for the last 8 months?
I think one of the things that Zach Wilson has studied over the last 5 months is how Aaron Rodgers is the coolest guy in the room, and how Aaron Rodgers doesn't really get uptight and excitable and all that. He just plays football. And the game slows down for him. And, Steve, when I think of Zach Wilson, one of the words that comes to mind is frenetic. Mm-hmm. And what worries me about Zach Wilson, and I certainly hope that he's better than this, but I saw a lot of 2022 Zach Wilson on Monday night. And one of the throws that he made, the interception he threw to Matt Milano, was just so cookie cutter about what he did last year so often. He just made this kind of throw that said, what in the world are you thinking? He lost to the New York Jets last year, making two of those throws in the fourth quarter of the game that you just said, you can't play this guy anymore. Whoever it is behind him, I don't know who it is, but you got to put him in the game. Mm-hmm. And that's when they ended up playing Flacco and Mike White and all that. But Steve, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know that just because you're around Aaron Rodgers that you become Aaron Rodgers.
Agreed.
And I'm skeptical that Zach Wilson's going to be able to do it.
Yeah, so many times you end up being, you are who you are. Doesn't matter who you're around, you are who you are.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Mike McDaniel, I had a chance to really talk to Mike when he was here for Penn State's Pro Day. And he's got a great personality, but he's also been through a lot to get to this point. What did you think of the performance of the Dolphins? Tua, who obviously at this time of the year, or thereabouts 11 months ago, people were wondering, would he have a career? What were your thoughts on watching that combination work together?
Well, I think he's the perfect guy for Tua Tagovailoa because, you know, when he had Brian Flores, Tua knew that Brian Flores was not totally in his corner. He liked him and everything, but he just never felt, you know, he always felt like he wanted Deshaun Watson or he wanted the next guy, you know. And I think when Mike McDaniel was hired, he knew absolutely unequivocally that this team was all in on Tua. Now, it could be that Tua is not going to be able to stay healthy enough, you know, so that he's ever going to be able to be consistently great. We'll find out. I mean, he's missed a month of each of the last two seasons because of injury. But you know what I say about that? You know, when I covered the Giants in the 80s, in my much, much, much younger days, you know, Phil Sims was thought of as an injury-prone guy.
Yes.
Because four of his first 5 years with the Giants, he got injured. But then he wound up being, you know, basically Iron Phil. You couldn't get him out of there. And so I think it's too early to say anything about the long-term prospects of Tua and everything. But one of the reasons why he's so good with Mike McDaniel is that, A, he really wants to be coached and coached hard, and B, Mike McDaniel really doesn't have many sacred cows.
Yeah.
You know, there's a clip, there's an NFL Films clip of him on the sidelines last year during the season saying to Tua just during a TV timeout, "Hey, I remember watching tape of you, like your early high school tape and all that." And he said, "Bro, you sucked." And, you know, and you say, "Well, why? How does that help? Why does it?" And, you know, you see the video and Tua's just laughing.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you need to cut the tension a little bit. And I think that's what he does well. That plus the fact that I think a lot of these coaches in the Shanahan, McDaniel, obviously McVay, Tree, Matt LaFleur, they can scheme people open right now as well as anybody I've seen in recent years.
Yeah.
So, and look, it helps to have a guy with the physical tools of Tyreek Hill too, but they're really, really smart about having somebody open and oftentimes wide open on every play. And if you're Tua, how do you not love that?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, Giants fans will remember Scott Bruner would have to step in for Phil Sims.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you about Deshaun Watson. We got, obviously, essentially an end-of-the-season cameo last year. How interested are you to watch the first 6 weeks of this season to see what he can and can't do in conjunction with that defense?
Steve, I watched a lot of that game on Sunday, the Cincinnati-Cleveland game. I thought it was the most interesting, entering the weekend, the most interesting game in the league. Because on the one side, you had Joe Burrow, who showed, by the way, that he doesn't have all his athleticism and speed back by any means.
Right.
And then you saw Deshaun Watson. You want to see, is he going to be better than he was in his six games last year? And the early answer on him is he wasn't. He was no better than he was last year. If you watch that game, if you could get just a shot of all of his throws in that game, there's four or five throws that bounced way in front of his receiver.
Yeah.
And you're saying to yourself, man, where is the accuracy gone for Deshaun Watson? It's like, remember when Steve Glass started to aim the ball and guys
yes.
who have had yips in baseball? I
yep.
have no idea if that is anything what's happening here, but man, he's not accurate. And yes, absolutely unequivocally, I'll be watching him again this week. I'm really curious to see if he can get out of this funk that he's in.
And by the way, love the 40-year retrospective videos. They have been really tremendous.
Oh,
a lot of
thanks.
Fun.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of fun. Peter,
yeah.
thanks so much. Appreciate the time so much. And
hey, no problem, Steve. Anytime. Hope everything is well, and good luck this weekend. You going to Illinois?
Going to Illinois, flying out tomorrow.
Wow, good. Hey, good luck to the Lions.
I appreciate it, Peter. Thanks so much.
Take care.
The outstanding Peter King. As we close down the show for today. I'm getting a lot of text messages about your lack of loyalty. Look, it's a cowardly pick. You have the best talent in the league, 1 through 53. 1 through 53 allows you to absorb issues. Are you telling me that the Vikings 1 through 53 is better? On the road?
No, but I just think with the way the Eagles are right now in their current state, I just like some matchups a little bit better for the Vikings tonight than I do for the Eagles for when it comes to Vikings offense versus Vikings versus Eagles defense.
With hot dogs raining down from the stands?
I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen.
Where's the game being played?
It is at the Link. It's the home opener for the Eagles tonight.
Well, when it comes to that, it's real estate, baby. Location, location, location. Here they come. So you don't like the scoreboard congratulating the Braves?
No.
You don't like Ronald Acuna's home run trot?
No.
But you're okay with how far he hit it?
I'm not okay. I mean, I could care less. I'm not a Phillies fan, but if I were a Phillies fan, yeah, I'd be mad about that too.
I'd be more mad about that.